What's the halacha if a person has the practice of being mekayim the mitzvah shnayim mikra ve'echad targum by learning a little bit of the parsha every morning after davening? Every morning after davening, he sits down with a chumash and he's mekayim a little bit of shnayim mikra and he does a little bit of the parsha each morning, and by the end of the week he's mashlim the parsha im hatzibur. The question is, not every morning does he complete his kriya, his kiyum of shnai mikra, by the end of a parsha. He doesn't finish by the end of either a parsha stuma or a parsha psucha. He finishes in the middle of the parsha. And the question is this okay? Or is this a violation of the halacha of kol parsha loy paske moshe anan loy paskina? So this is the question that is discussed by the Paiskim, and it really hinges on a question that is asked by the Turi Evin and the Mogen Avraham. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Beis, Omer Aleph, discusses the Kriya of the Ma'amodas. What were the Ma'amodas? So we know that the Kohanim were split up, and there were 24 Mishmaris. There were 24 watches of Kohanim. Each week, a different Mishmar of Kohanim would come and serve in the Beis HaMikdash and would do the Avodah. In conjunction with the Mishmaris, we had the Takana of 24 Ma'amodos. There were 24 Ma'amodos, and these were the Yisraelim that were supposed to be Maimid al HaKorban. A Korban Sibur was a Korban that was offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and it was a Korban that was supposed to be offered with the participation of the Bailim. So who is going to represent Klal Yisrael? So there were 24 Ma'amodos. They were Misakin 24 watches, and they too were split into two separate groups. One group was in Yerushalayim. They actually came and participated, were there, B'shas HaKrovas HaKorban. They were mispalo that the Korban should be accepted by the Rebbein Shlalom, and it should be Oile Yofa with the Rebbein Shlalom. And the second group would be in the other cities of Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't be in Yerushalayim. And they would get together to be mispalo. They would get together to lane. And this was the takana of the ma'amodas. Now, what did they lane when their mishmar, when their particular week was having the hakrovas hakorban? So they lane from Parshas Bereishis. Now, they laned one, you're supposed to have a kriya of three aliyas. So one aliyah was the parsha of Yehi Rokia in Parshas Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rokia, which was a parsha of three psukim. And then the other two aliyahs were from the first parsha, the parsha of Bereishis, which was comprised of five psukim. So the Gemara asks a question. Each aliyah has to contain at least three psukim. You can't have an aliyah with less than three psukim. And the question is, Bishlama, the third aliyah, was the parsha of Yehi Rokia, that had three psukim in it. The question is, the other parsha of Bereishis had five psukim in it. How do you split the other two aliyahs into five psukim? You have to have three aliyahs, three psukim for each aliyah. And the question is, you only have room for one aliyah. You only have five psukim. How do you fit two aliyahs into the reading of five psukim? So the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One man the Amar holds that the third posuk is repeated. So the first aliyah reads the first three psukim of Bereishis. The second aliyah repeats that third posuk and then subsequently reads the other two psukim. So in all there were five psukim laned, but each aliyah had three psukim. That's one man the Amar. And that is the shita of Rav. Rav's shita is that you're doilig, you're medalig, and you have the second oila reread that third posuk that was laned by the first oila. That's the shita of Rav. However, Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says that you rather split it in the middle of the third posuk. The first aliyah ends in the middle of the third posuk, and the second aliyah starts from the middle of that pasuk and continues on and lanes the rest of the psukim, and that's how you have three separate aliyahs by splitting the five psukim into two and having the first person lane two and a half psukim and the second person lane, again, two and a half psukim. The Gemara says, the Man D'Yomar, who holds that you repeat the third pasuk, and that's the shita of Rav. Why does he disagree with Shmuel? The answer is because of this rule of kol psuka d'lei paskei Moshe anan lei paskin lei. Any pasuk that Moshe didn't split, we have no right to split, and therefore we can't have one person lane half a pasuk, stop, and have the second person lane the other half of the pasuk. Because of this rule of kol psuka d'lei paskei Moshe anan lei paskin. As I state in Gemara, in Maseches Megillah, and this is the rule of kol psukot le'paski Moshe anan le'paskinan, that we are not allowed to split a pasuk into two. So when we lane a pasuk, when we read a pasuk, it has to be a complete pasuk laned in its entirety, and otherwise we will be over on this halacha of kol psukot le'paski Moshe anan le'paskinan. However, there's a second Gemara, and this Gemara seems to take this halacha and apply it in a different sense. The Gemara is in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara tells us Omri Yehuda Bar Zvida Bikshu Likvaya Parshas Bullock B'Kriyashma. They wanted to establish Parshas Bullock in Kriyashma. They wanted to have you lane every single day as part of Kriyashma, the Parsha of Bullock. Ubnei Maloi Kavua. Why did they not go ahead and establish this? Mishum Tirach Tzibur, because they didn't want to have an undue effort and exertion on the part of the tzibur. They didn't want it to be a tircha de tzibura, and they therefore did not go ahead and establish the parsha of Bullock as a part of the general category of Kriyashma. They didn't put it in Kriyashma, they didn't include parshas Bullock because of tircha de tzibura. So the Gemara says, why did they in fact have this havmina of establishing the parsha of Bullock in Kriyashma? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk of Ka'ari Kolavi Mi'ekimenu, that the nation of Klal Yisrael are supposed to rise up like lions. And because of this important pasuk that's described in the parsha of Bullock, they wanted to establish the parsha of Bullock in the Kriyashma that we recite every single day. Asks the Gemara, V'leima hai psukah v'suloi, if it's only one pasuk that we really wanted to incorporate in Kriya Shema, so why didn't we just incorporate that pasuk and it won't be a tircha de tzipura? Because it's only going to be one pasuk that will be added, and that's not such a major tircha. So the Gemara, Gemiri kol parsha de paska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinon de paska Moshe Rabbeinu le paskinon. You're not allowed to split a parsha, and if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't split up this parsha, you're not allowed to take one isolated pasuk from the rest of the parsha and incorporate it into Kriyashma, because we're not allowed to split a parsha in a way that Moshe didn't split it. Asay zok the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Beis. Now lechayre it's shver. This Gemara in Brachos is mashma that the iser of kol paske, kol psukot loy paske Moshe, doesn't just apply by a pasuk; it applies by an entire parsha kol parsha loy paske Moshe. That even a parsha is not allowed to be split up if Moshe didn't split it up. If Moshe put it together in one large unit, you can't isolate one pasuk from this parsha. And even though you're not splitting a pasuk, it's also to have part of a parsha recited if you're not reciting it together with the rest of the parsha. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah was mashma that this halacha is exclusive to psukim. They're not allowed to split up a pasuk. But it doesn't sound like this issue applies by the entire parsha, so it seems to be a little bit inconsistent. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah seems to imply that the issue is only splitting up psukim, and the Gemara in Brachos implies that the issue is even to split up the parsha into two, even though you are going to recite an independent pasuk, a pasuk in its entirety. And this is a question that is asked by the Turi Evin in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph by the Mogen Avraham. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? V'oid, asks the Turi Evin, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, again, seems to be shver from this Gemara, because the Gemara says that the Levim would be mechalek the Parsha of Hazinu during the Hakrovas Korban Musaf that took place on Shabbos, and every single Shabbos they would recite a chilek of the Parsha, and they wouldn't be goymer the Parsha on one single week, rather they were goymered over a span of several weeks. And the question is, what happened to this halacha of kol parsha le'paska Moshe Rabbeinu le'paskinon? According to the Gemara in Brachos, you're not allowed to split up a parsha. You're not allowed to say one posuk if you're not
saying the pasuk together with the rest of the parasha. So why does the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph tell us that the Leviim during the Hakrovas HaKorban of the Korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, they only said a part of a parasha, and they only said one segment of the parasha, and they didn't recite the whole parasha? What happened to this rule of kol parasha the Leipaska Moshe Rabbeinu Leipaskin? V'oid, asks the Mogen Avraham, there are several parashas in the Torah that aren't split up by parashas, such as parashas Vayetze, parashas Bolok, where you find that we split up the parasha into seven oilim, even though the seven aliyas are not split up by the parasha. You're walking in the middle of a parasha, you're splitting it up in the middle of a parasha, and nonetheless we go ahead and we split it up into seven aliyas. Again, seemingly in violation of this din of kol parasha le paska meisha rabbeinu le paskina. V'oid es l'mogen Avraham, Sheni Chamishi, Monday and Thursday, were mafsik the third oila in the middle of a parsha. Again, we don't worry about this halacha of kol parsha v'leipaske Moshe Rabbeinu leipaskinu lei. V'oid zok de Mogen Avraham, the Gemara Megillah says that the B'nei Ma'arova would only be Messiah the Torah by Kriyas HaTorah over a 3-year period. They only completed Kriyas HaTorah from beginning to end over a 3-year period. So obviously, says the Magen Avraham, they would be mechalik the parshias into three. Each parsha was split into three. And again, it turns out that in middle of the parsha, they had a hefsek. What happened to the rule of kol parsha leipaske Moshe leipaskina? Zok the Magen Avraham and the Tur Yevin, a very important distinction. Avada, the two gemaras shtim. There are two halachas. One halacha is you're not allowed to split a pasuk, and one halacha is you're not allowed to split a parsha. However, when it comes to the halacha of splitting a parsha, the isser only applies if you don't plan on eventually being mashlim the parsha. However, if you only say a part of the parsha, only one pasuk of the parsha, but your plan is to do one pasuk now, and one pasuk the next day, and one pasuk the next day, you plan on being mashlim the parsha, so even though you're splitting it up momentarily, even though temporarily you're splitting it up, if your das is to subsequently be mashlim, there is no iser mitzad splitting up the parasha. However, when it comes to splitting up the posik, that's usur, even if you plan on being mashlim the posik. Azay zok the Mogen Avraham, and azay zok the Tur Yevin. When it comes to splitting up the parasha, you're allowed to split up the parasha as long as you eventually plan on being mashlim it. However, when it comes to splitting up the posik, it's usur, even though your das is to subsequently be mashlim. And that is the answer to all of these questions. That's pshat in the B'nai Ma'arovo, that they split up the Kriyas HaTorah into three, and they didn't end the Aliyah at the end of a parasha because they planned on continuing the next week. And they planned on eventually finishing the parasha. And that's why on Mondays and Thursdays it's split up, and that's why, again, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Leviim during the Hakrov of the Korban Musaf would only say a part of the parsha 1 week, and then they would say a different part of the parsha the next week, the parsha Zazinu. Again, because of this rule that the Isser of splitting up a parsha only applies if your das is not to be mashla. However, there is a difference in opinion between the Magen Avraham and the Tur Yevin, where the Magen Avraham holds that this distinction between splitting up a parsha and splitting up a posuk answers also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah regarding the Leviim, and it also answers the halacha regarding Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Tur Yevin holds that it's not a universal rule, and there are qualifications to this halacha. Zokt the Tur Yevin, if they were mechalik the parsha, and they eventually planned on being mashlim the parsha and saying the entire parsha, and they were only momentarily splitting up the parsha, that in fact would be butter. However, when it comes to the Leviim in the Beis HaMikdash, this answer wouldn't suffice. Because since they only said part of the parsha this week, and the next week there was a different set of Leviim that was going to be mashlim the parsha, that was not considered a hashlama, because different people were being mashlim it. The next week there was a different group that came in. And only if you yourself are being mashlim the parasha, zok the Tur Yevin, that alone would be a heter. But if other people will be mashlim the parasha, that wouldn't suffice. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees, and he holds that as long as it's part of a sequence, and eventually all of the parasha is going to be recited, albeit by someone else, Zokta Mogen Avraham, that's sufficient. And that's pshat by the Levim. So even though they were different Levim being mashlim, the Parshas Azinu by the Hakrovas HaMusif in the Beis HaMikdash the next week, Lamaisa, it was going to be a Hashlama, and therefore it was Mutter. You didn't have an Isser to split it up. Based on this Yisoid, that is, says the Mogen Avraham, says the Turi Evan, that is the justification for the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoino. The Rabbeinu Yoino holds that when you say Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, even if you split it through the different days of the week, every single day of the week you say a little bit of the Parsha, that's completely adequate, and you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Now, what about our original Shaila? What if you only say a little bit of the Parsha, and you don't even get to the end of a Parsha Psucho, Parsha Stuma? You stop in the middle of a Parsha, is that Mutter, is it Osir? Perhaps it should be Osir Mitzad Din of Kol Parsha Loi Paskim Loi Shloi Paskino. Zogin the Poiskim, it's Mutter. Because since your Das is to be Mashlim, the Parsha by the end of Shabbos, and it's the same person, so even the Turi Evan would be Maskim in our case. Since it's Daitei Lahashlim, as long as you don't split it up in the middle of a Pasuk, it's going to be Mutter, and there's no Isser of Kol Parsha Loi Paskim Loi.